Have you ever wondered how you can gain your maximum spiritual growth? Have you wondered why it's been some time since you felt that you have actually achieved some of the spiritual goals that you have? Perhaps it is because you and I have not taken an opportunity to actually be brave enough to determine what it is that is holding us back from being successful. This week of our journey, which is week 9, is going to be dealing with the anchor of wholeness that tells us to promise yourself that you will be brave enough to lay aside every weight and sin that keeps you emotionally entrapped and spiritually stunted. Sometimes, as you take an opportunity to look into your life, you will find that there may be repeated incidences of failure. Perhaps you've taken on a target that you were going to have a weakness or an idea that keeps coming forth over and over again, and somehow, once this weakness manifests itself, you feel very, very frustrated by it. Maybe you even feel like giving up at times. Well, this week 9 of our journey to holiness, we're going to show you how you can gain maximum spiritual growth. You see, maximizing your growth with God comes from 2 very important variables. These variables are going to be found in this week's lesson, which is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. In this particular verse, it gives us some tips and 2 specific commands that you and I have to actually challenge ourselves to do if we intend to become successful. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it gives us 3 views of how you can actually maximize your spiritual growth. In looking at it, I'm going to call your attention to 3 key words. These words, the first is encumber, the second is entangle, and the third one is endurance. These 3 terms are going to help you as you go through finding out how you can grow to your maximum potential. Make some notes as you talk about what it is that you feel has hindered you from being successful. What is it that actually has come to a point that repeats itself over and over and over as you begin to scan your life to see what has happened? Looking at the first concept, which is an encumbering weight, you see, there may be some things in your life that actually are slowing you down. Sometimes these are distractions. These may be friendships. These may be relationships, even habits. The idea of blocking your path, slowing you down, or things that simply hold you back actually keep you from growing to your maximum point in Christ Jesus. And so, as you begin to look at how you can be victorious, check your life, check your emotions, check your thoughts to see if there is some pattern that has reappeared over and over again that tends to be slowing you down. Perhaps it blocks your path, and it even may be something that is holding you back from actually moving ahead. Once you've done that, you can then move to your second phase of renewal and maximizing your spiritual growth by checking in to your mind and emotion to see what is an entangling sin. You see, things that entangle us actually complicate life. These are things that are confusing and things that keep you down. They hinder your progress. They're actually different from encumbrances because encumbrances just simply block your path and they slow you down. And entanglement is something that actually keeps you captive. It is something that you and I need to actually look at shedding in order for us to grow. Encumbrances block your path. Entanglement holds you back and holds you down. So when we look at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, there are some key points here. The first step is once you have confronted these items, the encumbrances, and the sins that may be entangling you, the next step is to use Christ Jesus as an example. You see, what's important for you is to realize that regardless of what you're going through, regardless of your past failures, you can now become successful. You can now maximize your actual growth. How do you do that? It is by the third step, to have endurance. Endurance really is the capacity to withstand stress. Endurance is that ability to hold on. Endurance gives you the tenacity. It gives you the stick-to-itness. It'll tell you when you're about to give up that you can make it. And so, this week, what I'd like for you to do is as you sit through your meditative time, as you begin to do your point of introspection, looking inside, actually, go ahead. Be brave enough to make a list of the things that are encumbering you, things that are distractions, things that are blocking your path, things that are slowing you down or holding you back. Then, I want you to make another list of the things that are entangling you. These are the things that may be hindering your progress. Maybe there are thoughts or emotions that you continue to wrestle with, things that keep you bound. Then, once you've moved from that point, be determined that you're going to be steadfast, you're going to be tenacious, you're going to set yourself free because your emotions and spiritual entanglement actually keep you from growing spiritually. You can do it. I have every confidence in you this week that as you begin to walk through this anchor of holiness in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, you'll be able to say, you know what? I can do this. I can shed those things that have been encumbering. I can actually set myself free from the things that have been entangling, and I can build myself up for endurance. And so you can gain maximum spiritual growth as quickly as you're willing and able to confront those weights and the sins that have kept you back and kept you moving. I'd like for you to now think about how you can actually have someone else walk through this process with you. I'm sure that there may be friends of yours who've said, you know what, I really want to grow higher in the Lord. I want a deeper, more intimate walk with Him. Well, you can share this week's tools and tips, letting them know that perhaps together you'll be able to walk through the process of becoming whole by actually analyzing. You may even email them a copy of this audio. Perhaps you can sit down with them and share your journal processes. But most importantly, think about how you can gain your maximum spiritual growth by working with this anchor of holiness this week and being willing to move ahead in the Lord. I am very excited about your growth. I am very excited about the fact that you can be more than a conqueror and that you're willing to let God have His way. And so, until next week, I'd like for you to take this opportunity as you do your introspection to know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So be sure that you track your progress, realize that you can do it, and know that it is the Lord's will for you to be whole. And so, until next week, look forward to sharing this audio with a friend. Don't forget, you can be whole, you can be free, and you will be blessed. Take care, and we look forward to the future.